Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tanner, how good was it to get that first one? I know it was your first home run, but you seem like you've been hitting the ball hard on the line.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely good. You know, get the first one out of the way. I wasn't trying to get anything. I think that whole inning, Alex Cora predicted, to be honest with you. I remember him saying that the guy's going to get a hit, JD's going to get a hit, and I'm going to hit a two-run homer. So he kind of predicted that whole inning, to be honest. So you guys got to see what's up with AC and those predictions with his mind and stuff like that.
Xander Bogaerts getting that big home run. AC predicted it.
Wow.
That's what he's telling us. Alex Cora brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, official supermarket of the Boston Red Sox Radio Network, Arbella Insurance, and Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, major league style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And from Fenway Park is Alex Cora. Hello, Alex.
What's going on?
Man, you got the crystal ball out there? Yeah. You're predicting innings now?
I've been predicting home runs the whole season. No. And it never happens.
What's your track record?
I'm like 32%? I hope it's 85%, but actually it's 10%.
I thought so. Yeah. I want to ask you, because you told us when you first came back, you said that being away from the game, you got an opportunity to see it from a different angle. And you talked about defense and a lot of stuff. I look at the approach to hitting, and it certainly is working right now for you. But it's much different than what we're seeing with Major League Baseball in 2021. Is this all by design and all by observations that you made being away from the game?
No, I think it's the personnel, right? The guys that we added to the roster, they make contact. Marwin, Enrique, Christian Arroyo has been outstanding for us. As far as contact rate, those three guys are helping the cause. We knew Bobby was going to swing and miss, but there's not too many of them in our lineup, and it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling when there's men at third, less than 2 outs, the infield is back, and somebody's going to hit a ground ball to short, and we're going to score a run. And sometimes we get pull happy, especially against lefties, right? Soft throwers, lefties, but overall, against good pitching, we've been staying in the middle of the field, going the other way, and they've been working on their craft. They're staying on it. Also, as you know, early on, we crushed some balls here, and because of the weather and the baseballs, the ball didn't travel. So I think that works to our advantage, right, to our approach. Instead of hitting fly balls, we're hitting a lot of line drives, and it's helping us out.
No, it's been great, but it's against the book, right? Of how people...
Which book?
Major League Baseball, the way the teams operate these days. It all seems to be cookie cutter. Analytics.
Yeah, I mean, walks, strikeouts, and homers, right? But yeah. I do believe that the game is going to change. It's not changing yet, I guess. Strikeouts are at an all-time high. But we like our approach. We like our roster, the way they're going about their at-bats. And hopefully we can keep it up.
Alex, Garrett Whitlock has been outstanding for you guys, but I'm just curious on the usage of him. I know he had Tommy John. Maybe that's what it's all about, protecting the kid, but it's like he's out there, every fourth, fifth day, multiple innings. Is that kind of like the plan, or is it more of how the game sort of dictates it?
I think the week dictated, how we use him. He's not a long guy, but he's a multiple inning guy, just like Matt and Reese. So, We pitch him in Baltimore against Baltimore down 10-0. Then we pitch him against Baltimore in a one-run game. He didn't pitch for a while, so we had to pitch him against the White Sox. But there's a guy we trust, and we just got to make sure, you know, we have somebody that can go multiple innings ready on a daily basis. We use Andres. At one point, he went three innings, if I'm not mistaken, right? And we ended up winning the game. So we had to stay away from Witt, bring him in for one inning. Actually, we used him in Minnesota for – he was supposed to pitch two innings, but we had Edward. He came up for as the 27th. I'm like, you know what? This kid is going to be in the big leagues. He's going to help us out later on in the season. Let's get him an inning right now so he can see how it is, you know, get that heart rate up and go over there and compete at this level. And it worked to our advantage. So, but this kid is good. He's really good.
Yeah, because even like Monday, you know, he came in through that 2 1/3, and I figured that kind of game, do you save him for Toronto? But is it just the luxury that you have, no, some of the back end guys are throwing well?
No, it's, I mean, we had to use Valdez in the doubleheader, so we were short at that end. You know, we were very short. And I told them, you know, like what Philip did in that doubleheader, it helps you throughout the week. You know, we lost two games. It wasn't a good feeling, but he actually saved us from being, you know, short over the course of the week. And you know, the willingness to go out there and back-to-back games in the same day and do the job. It was amazing, and I'm glad that Phillips is throwing the ball well, and he did that for us on Sunday.
So, Alex, did Erod have to talk you into sending him out to start the seventh?
No.
Okay, so you were happy. So it was fine with what he was doing, right? Just he knew he was going out there?
Yeah, he was going out there. You know, actually,
because he got the quick hook, he got, you know, gave up that home run. Then he obviously that was
yeah. And then after that, you know, Andres with the three batter rule, he faces one righty, one lefty, and then they pinch hit. We have Darwinson up for Tellez or Panic, right? If they pinch hit, they have the DH hitting eighth. They had the catcher hitting ninth, so they can only pinch hit for one of those two guys. So they used their best pinch hitter with nobody on and two outs against Andres, which we're very comfortable. Then we have Ottavino probably facing one lefty because they can only pinch hit, like I said, for a DH or a catcher. You can't pinch hit for both. If not, you don't have a catcher. So they pinch hit with a lefty. We got him out. And then he had all those righties. So we got him all out, and then we brought in Barnes, and we won the game.
So for all your starters, just curious on this part, like, is there – like a sweet spot, like how many innings, like what's the floor for your starters, for the guys, like do you all say, listen, we got to get to five, like, or we got to get to six, like after that we'll call it as we go, but I need you guys to give me at least six innings. Is it different for every single pitcher, or do you kind of read it as you go?
It's different every single day depending on who's available. You know, five is perfect for us if everybody is good to go, is rested, and that's never the case, right? But five is good, six is perfect, and we can, you know, manage as a group the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
We're talking to Alex Cora. I was very disappointed Matt Barnes gave up a base hit last night in that game. he has been unbelievable and just in total control in the ninth inning. What is it? What's going on with him? What has happened here?
His best fastball since, you know, I manage him in 18 and 19, this is his best fastball. It's not that fastball up in the zone that sometimes was competitive. Others, most of the time, it was non-competitive fastballs, you know. And he's attacking guys. He's ahead 0-1. He's getting to two strikes in less than three pitches. You know, most of the time, it's right away, boom, boom. Then he can use the fastball up. And it's not above the zone. It's actually a good fastball. You have to make a decision as a hitter. You know, it has to be a good sound decision, swing decision. It's either, okay, I got to get on top of this pitch, or if he takes it, it might be a borderline strike. But it looks in control, too, on the mound, very relaxed. He made some adjustments throughout the offseason. I mentioned in spring training 19, when we talk about bullpen and the ace reliever and all that, he came to the office and he was like, Alex, I'll do whatever you want. This year, when he came to the office, he said, I want to be the closer. There's a big difference there, right? Like, oh, I'll do whatever the team wants. No. I want to be the closer. And that showed me a lot. And he went in spring training, and he did an outstanding job. Had a conversation with Adam. And, Adam was like, Alex, just I'll get outs in the 7th and the 8th. Barnsley's ready for this. And they've been great. I know Adam struggled a little bit early, but you see the stuff yesterday, 96 on top of the zone. We're very comfortable with him. Obviously, we're missing Brazier, but everybody's stepping out there. But what Barnsley's doing is helping, actually, the structure of the bullpen.
So as long as Barnsley's kind of, not throwing 2 or 3 days in a row, you talk about that three-hitter minimum. How does that change a four-run lead in the 9th? Right? Because I know you've used Barnes a couple times. Does it at all? If you bring a guy in, he's got to face 3, and next thing you know, it could be a a two-run game, right, before you can get to Barnes. Does it change it?
No, I mean, the two times we brought him in, it was like a two-run lead or going into the 9th, and or he was hot in the 8th. Well, with 2 outs, we were going to bring him in if another base runner gets in. So I would hate to him to get hot and then, sit him down, put somebody in, and then he has to come in. So when he was hot in the bottom of the in the 8th inning, I'm like, okay, he's coming in. If it gets out of hand, we'll bring somebody in, but it hasn't gotten out of hand. It's like bases loaded, 2 outs. We got Barnsley and Valdez getting ready. We're one swing away from going up 6 or 7, and it's an out and he stays 4, so he understands that part.
So the other day we had a very spirited conversation about positional players pitching, especially early in the game, like 7th inning, like the White Sox are doing. I'm just curious to know, one, have you ever been called to pitch at all in any game, and two, like your opinion of just teams throwing out positional players that early in a game?
Yeah, going to the White Sox, we knew they were in trouble. When Giolito threw 42, 43 pitches in the first inning, we were like, something, they're short. They got a series against Cleveland. They actually sent down one of their long guys in the morning. So, they're expecting the A's to go 6 or 7 innings, right? That didn't happen. So, they were in a bad spot, and I understand that. It doesn't look great, but you have to manage the games and your team the way you think is going to be appropriate to survive the week, and they did that. Tito, actually, in 2008, we're in Baltimore. And the game is getting out of hand. We were down – not out of hand, actually. We were down 6. And he goes, hey, AC, come over. Can you pitch? I'm like, of course. He's like, well, just go get ready. I said, no. I'm going to get ready in the bullpen. I'm going to the bullpen. I'm gonna come from the bullpen. He's like, okay, just go out there. So I go there. Jason is not playing, so I'm warming up, getting ready. It was going to be – Vladdy, oh, Aubrey Jesus. Hoff, Aubrey Hoff, and somebody else.
God.
And we're down 6. David has men at first, 2 outs, and it's a home run. And right away, Okajima actually was pitching. He gets out of the 7th inning, I think it was, And as soon as the ball is – David hits a home run, the phone rings, and he's like, no, we got a chance now, so you're not pitching. So I didn't pitch. I was sore the next day. I all the effort, just the downhill angle and all that, and the effort you put on, that's amazing. Do you ever pitch, Lou? You pitch at the big leagues?
High school, man. No, never in the big leagues. I just drilled everybody. I had no clue where it was going.
Wait, so what do you think your pitches would clock out at?
Me?
85. We have a nighttime host.
I pitch all the way through my junior year. I was a decent pitcher.
Listen, I know a manager's got to do what he's got to do. It just looks silly. and clownish when you have to do it in the seventh inning. I think
I didn't
like
the seventh inning.
I think there should be a rule in Major League Baseball. The managers have to do it. So Tony La Russa should have had gone out in the seventh inning and pitched. Okay? That's the way we do it. Yes. Why not? If it's going to be clownish, let's make it.
That
really
was a tough
hilarious
day for Tony anyways. 11 a.m. game for Tony, that was a tough one.
Hey, Alex, you mentioned Christian Arroyo earlier. Like, we saw a little bit of him last year, but and I know he's swinging the hell out of it, and it's impressive. But for me, defensively, what he's doing is maybe just as, if not more. Like, what did you know of him coming into the year other than what you saw in camp?
Well, he was a top prospect, right, with the Giants. First-round pick, if I'm not mistaken. And as you guys know, you know, when you get drafted in the first round, there's something special there. When he was with the Giants, they had Crawford and Panic. They were winning World Series, so he never got a real chance to play. He gets traded to Tampa in the Longoria trade, I want to say. And, you know, in Tampa, you know, he only played against lefties. He didn't get a real shot. Then he's had options, and Cleveland picks him up, and then the Red Sox do the same thing. Coming into spring training, my expectations were like, this guy, he can play good defense. I saw him last year. Ramon and Carlos, they talk about him turning the double play last year, and they liked it. But he needed to fight for a spot, you know, with Michael. And, you know, he kept putting good at-bats. He showed me that he can play short, which was very important for our team. Knowing that Marwin and Kike, we were going to move them around, and having one more guy that can help us at shortstop was going to be huge for us. But the at-bats, and like you said, defensively at second base, if you start looking at, like, defensive war and all that, he's like, top five in the big leagues right now. And he doesn't play every day, right? Although he started, what, 12 already? I haven't even noticed that. Somebody mentioned that yesterday. Oh, you know, Christian has started 12 games. I'm like, oh, okay, that's how I'm in tune with the lineup. You know, like I just put guys, and I don't count. Okay, 12 starts. He doesn't have to play. I just go with the flow, and whoever I feel is gonna help us to win the game, I put there, and he's helped me using Marwin at first, using Marwin at short, using Marwin at third, keeping Enrique in center field, who's played outstanding out there. So. We're very pleased. I mean, this kid, he knows the game. He knows how to play it, and he's producing right now.
Hey, last one for me real quick. I know you guys sent Chris Sale down to Fort Myers. You guys aren't putting a timetable on there, but you feel good about where he's at?
Really good. Really good. I had a good conversation with him 2 days ago, and the way he threw the ball, his last flat ground was really good, very aggressive, going down there. Be around the family and keep working in his craft. And this guy is going to help us in the long run. He will help us.
The more you win, is it going to be harder to keep him away? Just knowing him?
No, the other way around, right? The more you win, the more patient you are. It'll be good. We have to be patient anyway. So.
Best record in the American League, and everything seems to be working to perfection with the exception of maybe Sunday and the first three games of the season. Is there anything that worries you or concerns you when you look at this team long term?
We got to keep playing good defense. If we do that, we'll be okay. I think our pitching staff is solid. You know, we don't have too many swing and misses as other pitching staff, so defense is very important for us.
Alex, always great talking to you. We'll do it again next week. Have a good
one. Thank you, guys. Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye. Alex Cora on the Harbor One Hotline right here on OMF.